Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I am so excited to be with each and every one of you today, where we get to talk about all the gritty things that we're up to. We get to remind ourselves as busy entrepreneurs, busy females, busy dads, busy moms, you know, to make sure that we're giving ourselves the grace that we deserve, and also making sure that we're celebrating the glitz and the accomplishments and the little big things that happen each and every day in our lives. With that being said, I cannot be more excited to bring to you today Sharon Stedman. She is absolutely phenomenal. You guys are in for such a treat. She is a health and life coach, and she works with moms who are struggling with guilt. I mean, hello, most of us are struggle with mom guilt almost every day. If I could do a hashtag and show all you guys, I mean, mom guilt is a real thing, and prioritizing, making sure that we're better prioritizing ourselves. She really helps women overcome that guilt and move themselves to the top of their priority list so they can live their life with more peace, more joy, and more confidence on a day-to-day basis. I mean, who does not want that? And she holds a master's degree in science and health promotion and an undergraduate in psychology. So she certainly can help each and every one of us. She's also... wait for this, guys. She's not only a wife, but she's a mom of not one, but five children. She's the author of Holes to Whole, where she blogs about her wholeness journey and to encourage and empower other women. She loves to hike. She loves to read and relax on the beach. Hello, I could definitely do some relaxing on the beach today. And her passion is to guide women to live their most authentic life without feeling like they need to apologize all of the time. Shannon, I am so excited to have you here today. Hello and welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Man, when you say that, all of that bio, it's like, whoa, is that really me? I don't know.
Amen. Well, you know what? And you deserve all the accolades. You know, you're always telling all the other women about all the great things they're doing and stop feeling guilty for the things that they're not doing. And when I read your bio, I'm like, I get exhausted just thinking about it. I mean, I barely can keep two kids together. I don't know how you can do five as well as be a life coach and all blogging and everything else that you do. It's really, really, really magnificent. So with that being said, I mean, let's start out with like this. I mean, obviously there's all different definitions of success and everyone has definitions of success in their own life, but I'd love to hear what success actually means to you. And maybe like a story that relates to something successful that has recently happened in your life.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I really love this question because I feel like success is defined so many different ways, but how I often hear it defined is like, you know, it's very, very like quantifiable things. And for me, success is more qualitative. That's just kind of me in general. So for me, success is really about knowing deep inside what you're meant to do, what you're called to do, what you want to do, and then living that out and being persistent with that and not giving up even when everybody else thinks, I don't know if that's a great idea, or there's criticism or there's obstacles, you know, you still live that out. And I can actually, you know, perfect example that goes right along with what you said is, long story short, I stopped working outside the home for a period of time when my 15-year-old was a baby. And at that time, I went back and got a master's degree online. And that's when I learned about coaching. And so it has been an over a decade long dream for me. And you throw in more kids and you know, just life circumstances and everything. And it's real easy for all of a sudden that not to happen. And so a real silver lining of the pandemic was with the slowing down time and with just the time to really prioritize and say, what is my purpose? What is right for our family? It came back to me and it was like, yeah, now's the time. Now is the time to pursue this. So that was when I really fulfilled. I went back and I got certified and then involved in a master's degree program for coaching and really starting to give more life to this dream. And so I feel like that is a huge success, regardless of how much money I make, how many people I help, how many clients I have, but just going forward and doing what in your heart you know that you're meant to do. And that's what I love to help moms do, because as moms, a lot of times those things get blocked, like I said, with life and work and kids and on the daily. And it's hard to find that time. And a lot of times we feel like we don't have it, or things are moving so fast that we don't have the time to really sit back and say, like, what is it that I want? What is my heart telling me? You know, and really weed through it all. So that is a huge piece of the passion that I have and a huge piece of the coaching of moms prioritizing themselves to really give themselves permission to go inside and validate, what do I want? And giving themselves permission to go for that.
Yeah, I love that. And just like we have to give our kids permission slips, right, to go on field trips or permission slips to do things, like we need to give ourselves as moms that permission too. That permission to say, you know what, I may have to miss this game, or I may not be able to be, you know, at that field trip, or hey, listen, I may not be present on Tuesday night. And you guess what? You guys maybe eating cereal because mom's pursuing her dreams. But ultimately what that does for what your kids are watching and witnessing, your actions going after those dreams and going after those goals. And I've been criticized before for some of the sacrifices that I make, and you know, directly or indirectly, I've heard it. And I always like try to turn that around. And I'm like, I love what my kids are learning, right? That my kids become more self-sufficient because I'm not always there just catering to them. They see me running for goals and, you know, running for dreams. And if there's like something, a legacy I can give my kids, it's that. It's like exactly what you said, is go after those things. But with that being said, I mean, that's hard to do, Shannon. I mean, you have 5 kids, right? And you've like found the time, and you talked a lot about timing, right? So I want to remind the audience too, is like, listen, this may not be your season. This may not be your time. And don't give yourself that guilt either, right? I know, like, I had always wanted to start a podcast, right? This podcast was always a dream of mine, and I could have made a gazillion excuses not to do it. And it's really ironic, and I told you this at the beginning before we jumped online, like literally today, I'm usually doing this podcast in my closet with my, you know, my earphones and my microphone. And today I'm doing it from my car, literally between 2 meetings, and making it work because A, I couldn't wait to, you know, bring your content to everyone, but 2, it can be done like messy and it can still be done. And that's what it sounds like you had to kind of do. Like, I'm sure it's not always pretty when you're trying to coach a client or start this business alongside 5 kids and everything else that you do. I mean, talk to me a little bit about that. Like, if someone's like literally going, well, I really want to do that. I want to become the life coach. I want to start a podcast. I want to run the marathon. I want to, because it's going to fulfill me. What is like your biggest piece of advice that you can give to someone who's kind of in that crutch, like that stuck spot of being like, I just need the light to be ignited?
That's a great question. And yes, I totally agree about looking at the season. Now, granted, I'm at a place now where one child is completely out of the house and another child is away at college. So there are 3 in the home. When kids were little, that was not my season. So I would say that for me, the biggest piece of advice that I could give would be to really look at everything that you have going on in your life and look at even down to like the nitty gritty, like doing dishes, you know, meal prep, all those little things, and look at what are the things that bring me life? What are the things that only I can do? What are the things that I don't necessarily have to do that maybe somebody else could do? And what are the things that I hate? And kind of categorize them and then really look at them, because a lot of times we are doing things because we think we should, or because we think we have to, or because that's what everybody else does, or because that's what we've saw modeled. And I was just writing a really great story about that. But but to look at all those things and decide, where are my priorities? And to really write out even your top five priorities. This is something I go through with my clients all the time, because it can be hard to weed through it on your own, because there's a lot of emotions and there's a lot of limiting beliefs, and there it's hard to weed through that. So that is something that is a big tool that I use with my clients, but people can do it themselves as well. And really talk about your priorities and get them there. And if you have a spouse or a partner, talking about them, because everybody being on the same page is really important. And then decide, what am I doing that I absolutely hate? And if it's something that really has to be done, is there a way I can delegate it? Is there a way I could resource that out? You know, can I swap services? A lot of times people think you have to pay a lot of money to get help. And sometimes people have those resources and that's great, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, or maybe it's swapping with another mom. I'll watch your kids at this time. You watch my kids at this time. So I have this plot of time to work on whatever it is that I want to. So that would be my biggest thing. And, you know, just looking at, do I have the capacity at this time? And if I don't, can I carve out and create that capacity somehow? That doesn't mean just adding more on your plate. It means shifting something off so something else can move on. And if you don't have that capacity, I know it's hard because we may want to do all these things. However, accepting that for now and knowing that it's not a no, I'm not ever going to do this, but maybe it's a not yet. And maybe are there small little steps, or are there little ways that you could still be involved in something similar. So maybe you don't train for the marathon. Maybe you train for a 5K, depending on where you are, or a 10K or a half marathon. You know, maybe there are little goals to get there along the way. We don't always have to go from A to Z all at once.
Oh, I love that. Like, literally, it's so true. Cause I think so many of us moms, overachievers, A-type personalities feel like it has to be 0 to 100, right? And it's okay to go 25 miles today, right? It's okay to just, you know, those increments. And I love that about the race, right? So yeah, do your 5K. Then maybe a year from now, you decide to do your half marathon. And, you know, deciding like those little monumental goals, because I think when we look at the big goals, sometimes it will stop us from doing it at all. Versus saying, hey, listen, damn, I ran a 3 5Ks this year. Okay, maybe I didn't run the half marathon, but I still had a huge accomplishment, right? And it's getting me closer to that goal. And I hear exactly, you know, what you're saying. And, you know, Shannon is someone, guys, that is a phenomenal resource for you. I mean, we'll definitely give you in the show notes and at the end, you know, how you can contact her, but like, she's just someone phenomenal that you can just get to know. And, you know, maybe it's an opportunity to work with her a little and find out, like, it's always good. I always, you know, there's a question that I've asked on this podcast. And a lot of the times, hey, listen, if you were given $25,000, what would you do? Right. And I will tell you that 9 out of 10 times people answer that question. It's not, hey, go buy a shiny new vehicle, go on that trip I've always wanted to go to. It's, hey, I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to hire a coach. I'm going to hire someone that's going to help me to get to that next level and hold me accountable. Right. And help me guide it and make what my goal is way, way, way less daunting. And it sounds like that's something that you're able to do really well with your clients.
Yes. And that glitz part that you talk about in your podcast title is celebrating. I was just celebrating with a client yesterday, celebrating all the mini steps. One of my favorite sayings is small hinges swing big doors. And it's totally the truth in reality and in our lives is that, like, we often feel like we have to go from A to Z, and then we don't because it's so darn overwhelming, and that's not realistic. So my goal as a coach is to meet people where they're at. And I was just celebrating I've been working with a client for 2.5 months, and we were going back and looking at all the little changes that have brought her to where she is today with this huge transformation. So like you said, maybe it's three 5Ks this year, and celebrate that. That's amazing. And not knock on ourselves because we didn't do X, but look, change the perspective and say, hey, I'm on my way and I have knocked these out. And this is a really great celebration because that's motivating. And a lot of times it's us sabotaging or disempowering ourselves. So turning that thought process around and turning around the self-talk.
Yeah. And it's so easy to do the things that we didn't accomplish amongst the things that we did accomplish. And I always say that whether it's in my corporate job, you know, it's always, hey, listen, so I'm in the construction industry and we always talk about the things that went wrong versus the 322 things that went right this quarter. Right. And if we start to go and talk about the positive and then talk about the constructive areas we can work on, it's just going to change our whole thought of way of thinking. And I always say, you know, one of the best things that you can do is every day, write down your gratitude statements. What are you thankful for? What are the things that you did accomplish? And remind yourself and start out with that really positive mindset. It's going to make those other hurdles that much easier and a really good reflection for yourself. So, okay, let's flip this then. Let's face it. We all, as you know, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a mom, whether you're a dad, whoever you are listening to this, also have wall kicking moments, right? We have times in our life that, hey, listen, we just feel like we've hit the wall. Things aren't happening the way that we want to. When you personally find yourself in that area, that funk, any tips you can give to people of like how you get yourself out of that? Because that can be debilitating. I mean, that can be an hour a day. Or some people, they've been living that way for months, if not years, and to flip that around, any tips that you could give people?
Yes. And you know what? I almost didn't want to answer this question. I'll tell you that. One thing about me is I'm super transparent and I really value authenticity. So I almost didn't want to answer this question because that's where I am right now. I'm in that place. So last night, I lost it on my kids over laundry. I lost it. So again, you know, coaches are real people too, just like therapists and anybody else are real people. And it's just so important for people to know that we're real. We're not perfect. We don't have it all together. And we're walking alongside of you as well. So I want to share that because I think that's really important. So I'll give you tips. And these are tips that I'm using with myself in this very moment.
And I'm gonna interject right there too, because I so appreciate, again, you being so real, because I lost it on my kids last night too. I'm like, it is time to go to bed. Literally like lost my S-H-I-D-T on them. And after I did it, it felt so good to like get that emotion on. And then I felt like a jerk, right? Like I was like, oh, why? Like literally I had like this window of like 15 minutes before they probably would have been fast asleep and I lost it. I was tired. They were tired. You know what I mean? It was just one of those things. But again, it's okay. I love that you brought that up. So thank you. And thank you for allowing me to be really real about that too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So my biggest thing is slowing down. Usually for me, I've hit the wall, I'm moving too fast. In my head, in my body, I'm tired. So slowing down is a huge thing. And sometimes just even canceling what, you know, certain things that can be canceled. I really try to give myself like a rest day every week. And that happens, you know, most times, but it looks different depending on the week. But so for example, you know, today I am really going with the basics. I am prioritizing what really needs my attention. And after that, I'm giving myself a lot of rest. I'm going to take a nap today. I'm going to focus on drinking a lot of water. I am going to surround myself with my support people and just really drop all the shoulds and the expectations. And I love the illustration of permission slips, because that's come up a lot. You know, give myself a permission slip to be a human being. Be a human being. And I think that is the biggest hurdle, because we can say that we're going to do all the things, but even if we do the things that are going to make us feel better, but in our heads we're condemning or telling ourselves that we shouldn't, it's not going to be effective. So I am just, I'm just focusing on like plugging myself into the sources, journaling, meditation, rest. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to try to get some laps, and I'm going to just really allow myself to honor my body, listen to myself, and let the other things go.
That sounds exactly like what we talk about with that whole grace, right? And I think so many of us, like it's, and I'm so guilty of this, is like the trophy is, can I be busier, right? Like you feel like that is like it's almost in our society, like that's a huge accolade, right? Versus you hear someone like, oh, well, they took an hour nap and they read a book today. And most of us, a lot of us wrongfully say, how would they have time to do that? Oh, they must not be busy. They must like not like, you know what I mean? They must be lazy or whatever. When in reality, what they're doing that's going to next level them by slowing down to speed up, I love that, is so true. So guys, if you're listening to this and you're in that stuck spot, or you're in that spot where you feel like you've had that wall kicking moment, take a time out, reassess the situation, because trying to continue to go at the speed or the velocity that's not working for you, right, is only going to set you up for a disaster or for, you know, a crash and burn, right? Can only go at that speed for so long. So I love the quote that says magic exists on the other side of fear. You know, we just love that. I just think that there's so much, because we could be fearful of absolutely everything, and especially in society of the way that the world is right now. So could you speak a little bit more on what that actually means to you, and maybe to some of our listeners who could be struggling to overcome some limiting beliefs that they currently have?
Absolutely. I really love this question. And it made me think of a quote, is that fear is excitement on pause. And I've used that a lot. And so for me, I really need to look at the fear, because some fears are indicating to me, you know, maybe this is not the right way to go, or not the, you know, not the road to take. And other fear is based on limiting beliefs, perfectionism, just the fear of getting out of my comfort zone, the fear of doing something new, all of those things. So for me, I first have to like evaluate. I'm really big on intuition, our inner wisdom, whatever people want to call it, you know, the knowing deep inside of you, and really checking in with that and helping moms learn how to really get in touch with that for themselves. Because a lot of times as women and moms, we have been taught to ignore what we know deep inside. And so I have to look at, all right, what kind of fear is this? And if it is a fear that is telling me, you know what, this isn't the right time. If you take this on, then you're going to be way overextended. Then I need to honor that, because my fear is always trying to tell me something. And then but if it is one of those fears that's based on, oh my goodness, you know, insecurity and all those things, the limiting beliefs, I got to look at what's underneath the fear. So it's like the fear is like the rock, right? And I got to lift it up and see what is under it. And then if it's limiting beliefs, I got to look at like, where did that come from? You know, why do I believe that? Sometimes there's just beliefs I've come across in my life that I'm like, why do I even believe that? You know what? This is not true for me anymore. Or this is not the way that I want to be living anymore. So, you know, there's so many quotes about fear, you know, feel the fear and do it anyways, and all these other things. And so when I realize that my fears is being caused by the limiting beliefs, and I reframe those limiting beliefs or decide to kick them to the curb, so it's something true and authentic for me today, and I walk through that fear, because it's always a walking through period. So it doesn't mean I'm not going to feel fear. And little side note, anybody who tells me, oh yeah, you can get rid of fear forever, I don't think that that's possible, because we are human beings. We're going to feel fear. That doesn't mean that we're cowards. The most courageous thing is to walk through fear when it's something you want to do or something you feel called or pulled to do, to walk through it and do it and come out on the other side, where then you're talking about this magic, which is amazing, because you are then a new version of yourself. And you can look back and say, I've overcome whatever it is, or I've succeeded in this, I've achieved this. And it is magic. And you never know. That's the thing, is some of the limiting beliefs we have is like, we limit what the outcome could be. And usually in that magic are outcomes that we never could have imagined, doors opening, and it changes us. So, and then we have the opportunity, whatever it is usually, to then impact and help change the people around us.
Yeah. And what a gift that is, right? What a gift it is to be able to like indirectly come full circle and then realize the people that you're influencing or you're changing. And I, quite frankly, like every time I get to record one of these, I learn so much from my guests and from, you know, and knowing what my listeners, the value that they're getting from people like you, and like that fear is the, to me, always that cusp of what's to come and the greatness that can come out of it. And so many times, don't we look back in our lives and be like, can you believe that we were like, I remember a perfect example. My husband and I, when we bought our first like grown up house, right? And I remember being like, how are we going to afford this mortgage? How are we going to have enough furniture to fill it? How are we going to like, you know what I mean? How is this? How? I look back now and I'm like, it look almost makes me laugh. And I'm like, why didn't we go with the bigger house? Why didn't we spend a little bit more money? You know what I mean? Like all those things that like at that point in that moment, that was a real fear. But most of that fear can dissipate. And when we look back, we're like, huh? So you're so right. Like it's usually the cusp of something just amazing ready to happen. So that's awesome. All right. So let's end with this. If we could turn back time, take you back to when you were 18, which was probably just a few years ago. But we like to believe it, right? Because we're both 29 again, right? Yes. If we turn back time to our 18-year-old self, what would you have told yourself, or you told a younger listener that's listening to this today, about your life, about the future, about, you know, just the world as it is today? Like basically, you know, your golden nugget of what you want to leave everyone with today.
This questions like this always really, on topics like this, always really touch my heart. So I would say, you are created perfect just the way you are. And the best thing that you can do is to accept and love yourself. And that doesn't just happen in a snap all the time. So it requires work. However, the world needs you. The world needs you with your unique personality, your unique design, your unique callings and passions. And so just go out and live in the world in a way that's completely true and authentic to you, without apologies, not allowing fear to hold you back, and be your own best advocate, your own best cheerleader, your own best friend, and the rest will fall in place.
Bam. I mean, if that isn't a pinnacle and you're not listening to this being like, I can go out and serve the world, serve myself, serve my family, serve others, be authentic, I don't know what is. And I mean, Shannon, literally, you brought so much gold to us today, so many gems. And guys, the beautiful part is Shannon's there as a service. If you're interested, like, again, this is not a sales pitch, but if you really resonated with what Shannon shared today and like, are like, listen, I really could use a Shannon in my life. I mean, that's what she does. She helps us take ourselves to that next level, right? I always say from good to great, from great to phenomenal, right? Like you're not dealing with couch potatoes. You're dealing with like people that just want to really next level and go from that 5K to that 10 mile race and that 10 mile race to that half, you know, that half marathon, and like just continuing to take them to that next level, the fear of, you know, what it could be to what it will be is absolutely phenomenal. So Shannon, with that being said, where can viewers best find you, get in contact with you? Like, you know, how can listeners like better, you know, connect with you?
Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to say also that I would love to offer anybody listening or anybody who would like to a free complimentary 60-minute coaching call. And you will have breakthrough, I promise you. You will. It's so powerful. And you know, in that call, we'll talk about your unique situation and where you are, where you want to be, and some steps to get there. And you will have breakthrough. So I would love to gift that to anybody who's listening. And the way that they can do that and to schedule that is they can call or they can text me, 716-698-1062. They can go to my website, which is shannonstedman.com. No A in the Stedman. A lot of people like to spell it S-T-E-A-D-M-A-N. So it's S-H-A-N-N-O-N-S-T-E-D-M-A-N. So shannonstedman.com. Or you can also, join my Marvelous Mamas Facebook group, which is a really supportive community and where I post some things. So if you go to Facebook groups, you can search up Marvelous Mamas or Holes to Hole Coaching, Holes with an H, Hole with a W, and you can connect with me there. So those are the best ways to get in touch.
Awesome. Awesome. So people can just reach out to you. Guys, did you hear what I just heard? 60 minutes of free time with Shannon. I mean, why would you not reach out? Why would you not next level? Why would you not get to know her better and find out maybe some little golden nuggets that you didn't hear today that I'm sure she has plethora of more of them that she can share with you and help you really go to that next level of your life. So Shannon, I want to thank you. I want to honor your time. I want to honor your skill sets. I want to honor your energy. I want to, most of all, honor your authenticity today. Everything from, you know, getting frustrated with your children and being honest about that to also being like, hey, listen, I'm in a period of my life where everything's not completely smooth sailing, because I think that's so important and you want someone that you can really relate to. So guys, I know you probably loved what you heard today. Take a look at the show notes. Go check out Shannon on Instagram or her Facebook page, her phone number she left us today. She is here to serve you better, to connect with you, whether you want to use her as a coach or not, just make a new mommy friend, you know, it's just, and we can all, you know, we all rise by really supporting each other. So with that being said, thank you, Shannon, for being on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I would ask each and every one of you to put a comment down below, share this podcast with another listener, give us some value back, and just remember to go out there to serve, to be authentic, and to light this world up with all the magic that's within you. Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.